with his finger on the pulse of the community.
I think I can feel it.
Nobody gets to the heart of the matter like Charlie Dyer's GL Beat. Now, here's Charlie.
I'm really pleased to have the Indigo Girls here in the studio. Amy Ray and Emily Sillars are live at Sirius Satellite Radio with us on Sirius LQ 149. Thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by the studio.
Sure.
They're out on tour right now with their newest CD, Rarities, that's on the street. IndigoGirls.com is the website. You can check out their entire discography. There's like 8 studio albums and a few, they're not really compilations. There's some live albums and then, of course, the Rarities. And so there's a lot of stuff to check out, as well as Amy Ray's solo work is there on the website as well. So definitely go to IndigoGirls.com and check out the new CD, Rarities, as well as the tour dates. And I've been a big fan of you guys for years and years, and we've been doing this for a lot of time before Sirius LQ. We were doing it in Seattle at KBC Radio, so I got a chance to see you perform in there, beautiful, on the pier, on the water, and you guys just put on one hell of a show. So me, as just an audience member, I'm encouraging you out there in our listening audience, get your ass to an Indigo Girls show, because these ladies, they just tear down the stage. You guys pick up like every instrument that's in hand's reach and play. I just was blown away every time I saw you. And everything was perfect. Do you guys like practice all the time?
No, we play all the time though. Yeah.
So it's like practicing all the time.
Sort of.
We practice a little when we start a new tour, just relearning the songs and mm-hmm. Trying to work out the rustiness.
Yeah, because you have such an incredible catalog of music now. And it always amazes me when artists can get up there on stage and play across their entire breadth of their catalog and remember it all.
Mm.
The music, the words, everything. And I'm like, wow.
Well, we don't remember it all because we have to, choose songs that we're going to do and then mm-hmm. practice them, mm-hmm. like we sort of rehearse them before we go on or something. Like if we dig something up from the past.
Right.
Sometimes it's hard just to like pull it out.
But still, over a 2 or 3 hour concert, that's a lot of music. That's a lot to, to get all those different elements correct with every single. Because you guys play, I think I lost count one night how many times you changed out instruments individually. Because it's like, it was almost every single song. You had a guitar tech there passing you a new thing, mandolin, a this, a that. And I was like, wow. That is so cool. Is it more fun playing different instruments like that throughout the evening than just sitting playing the same guitar?
Definitely. I mean, it's a challenge. It helps you grow to learn a new instrument. These are all stringed instruments, mm-hmm. And it changes the musical textures, which is cool. And I think if you pick up a different, like, as opposed to a guitar, if you pick up a mandolin or a banjo, it's going to take you in a different direction in your songwriting. So there's just a lot of different layers of mixing it up that other instruments provide. And I think it keeps it more interesting for the audience as well.
Well, I've certainly asked this question of artists who've been around a long time. And you guys are in going into probably your third decade now. You've been around for about 20 years as a duo. Is there a song or songs that you just really like, I really want to put that to bed? I just don't want to play that anymore. I know Closer to Fine and Galileo are like the big ones that the audience will just like, they'll be so angry if you don't sing those.
I still love singing those songs.
But those are beautiful songs. But is there something from your back catalog you're just like, I've played that a million times. I'm really, it's a lovely song, but I'm just a little tired of it.
Well, usually it changes, actually.
So you play it for like a year.
I often want to put things to bed, I just lose focus on old stuff. I just like to have new things. I get tired of playing the same songs. I mm-hmm. really do. So for me, a song like Reunion, I might play it for a couple of months on a tour and think it's pretty fun. And then all of a sudden I'll just be like, I just can't play that song another night. And so we just don't play it. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, hey, I feel like playing Reunion. That kind of happens. Or you think you feel like playing a song, that you haven't done in a long time, like something from our past, our deep, dark past, hand-me-downs or something, and we'll learn it and play it, and then I'll be like, that doesn't go over very well. It just doesn't feel right. It feels like it's old and it doesn't work anymore. So, it's just, sometimes it's just like, for me, I just wasn't as good of a songwriter. I mean, I've just, for my own self, mm-hmm, I'm better than I was as in my own little individual path. So, you know, I'd rather play newer stuff a lot of times.
Well, it's certainly one of the things I enjoyed seeing you. I think I've seen you guys like 4 times, is that it wasn't a cookie cutter show each time, that it was really, you know, very organic, it seemed to me, and that the way the songs flowed throughout the evening was unique each time. And I'm always curious about how bands deal with that, because fans want to hear what fans want to hear. But you're up there in every city performing every single night. So it, from my perspective, it made me want to come back and see you every single time, because I knew I wasn't going to get exactly the same set list, the same exact songs, and that the energy was going to always be, you know, a little bit different depending on what you guys are playing.
We make a different set list every night, mm-hmm. so it keeps it fresh for us. And as Amy's saying, we don't play songs we don't want to play, and we try to honor requests if we know them. Typically end up learning them for the next show, but... So we're vested in keeping it fresh for ourselves, first mm-hmm. and foremost, you know.
Well, my guests here in the studio are the Indigo Girls, and you definitely want to see them perform live. They've got a lot of tour dates coming up throughout the summer with our friends Girly Man, who we also play here on Sirius Out Q149. They've got a brand spanking new CD out on the street as well. And tonight they're going to be in Redwood City in California and all up and down the West Coast. And you've got some really cool things coming up. You're performing with Sarah Bettens, who's got a brand spanking new CD coming out, who's a really awesome artist that we like here as well, that used to be the lead singer of K's Choice. And her new solo CD, the next chapter in her musical career, you know. It's always interesting to see the sort of pairings that you guys have made over the years, because I got turned on to the Butchies because of you guys. Mm. I saw them in Seattle when you were on tour, mm-hmm. and they were the opening slot, and you guys did a song together, and I was like, wow, these girls, they can fucking rock.
Yeah, they were a great band.
I love them.
Yeah.
Too bad they broke up recently. But you know what? We still got the great catalog.
And
they're
going
to go in there in their own ways. And Kai's going back to doing her solo stuff. So definitely check out the website for the tour dates, indigogirls.com. And we're going to hear a song. They're going to perform a little song for us in the studio from their newest CD, Rarities, which is jam-packed with like 18 tracks. So you're definitely going to get your money's worth there for... they go back in the... This really is Rarities, because I looked in the liner notes, and you go back to, like, 1986.
Mm-hmm. We go back a little too far, probably. Oh, well.
It's a really interesting mix of music, and I love the Clash cover that opens the CD. London Calling was, like, one of those albums I think I wore out as a teenager that I got a gift from, you know, like, some older adult who was like, you've got to listen to this.
I'm
like, ooh, what's this? London Calling, hmm. So thank you for covering that. I know that was included on a tribute CD originally,
mm-hmm.
and then it's brought back here on Rarities. And we're going to start off with one of the songs that's also a cover from Rarities, Elton John's Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's.